Welcome back to Small State of Big Takes. This is episode 277, opening take for Stephen O. Scott. What do you got?
Yo, 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 what the fuck's good? Glad we made it this week. You know, it's one of those weeks where we weren't sure if we were recording, but you know what? We made it happen, you know? But, yeah, big take this week. Shout out to Ronald Acuna. Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. Shout out to James Blunt. You know what? This is the time of year for me. No secret, going through a breakup, going through some changes in my life. Had to let Acuna go too, bro. You know what, dude? Fuck it. I'm about to shave my head and say, fuck it all. I'm out.
Okay. Man. Dude, why don't you get some fucking design shit on the side of your head or something?
And
really
then
just
it?
Go crazy.
Go full Kanye.
Yeah, you know, like buzz the sides of your head, get some wacky shit in there.
You know what I want to do is get the reverse mohawk. So like buzz the middle and then go walk around for that, like that for a week and just have people think I'm a freak show. Then I shave one eyebrow. Then shave the rest of my head.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Speaking of James Blunt, and I have to look you in the eye as I ask you this. Just because you mentioned that James Blunt song, when you made that trade, were you fucking high?
I wish I was. I was the night before I was, but that morning I must have been residually fucking hungover, I think.
How are each of you feeling about it? Like a couple days after, now that it's like dust and settling. And again, it's four draft picks. Fourth, fifth. The earliest draft picks we can do.
It's my draft.
Anyone
this
listening.
Year.
Yeah.
For back context here, like I've had Acuna for 4 years or 5 years, whatever the fuck it's been, forever. He's the fucking best player in the league right now, according to all these fucking rankings, blah, blah, blah. Ollie, him and I had this little fucking cat and mouse game going. I sent him this exact trade like three times. Then I cancel it because I had a feeling Oliver really might take it. And then the other morning, Oliver drops the text in the group text, send that trade again. I was like, all right, fuck it. So I sent it again. But this time I was like, fuck it. If he takes it, go ahead. And then you did. And then I'm not kidding, Ollie. Like after that happened, my day was really ruined. Actually, I couldn't even like stand looking at my phone. Like I was like acting cool and I posted that video and shit. And then later on in the day, Josh called me. Josh had been working all day or whatever, like doing some trainings and shit. He couldn't look at his phone. He calls me up. He goes, dude, you must be crawling on all fours. I'm like, bro, I haven't felt this bad. Like everything came crashing down to the point where the next day I left my phone home. I was like, I don't want any more trade offers. I don't want to think about baseball. I don't want to think about I saw you in the morning. You tweeted like, I'm the owner of Acuna and Soto on the Small State Big Takes thing. I'm like, I can't look. I can't take it. I'll jump off the cliff. Like, I swear to God, I was done. So, that's where I'm at. But today I feel better.
So, okay, that's good.
How you feel? As the owner,
I feel great.
So
I feel happy. I feel like.
Great. My pitching staff will suck ass, but my lineup will make me very happy, especially the outfield comprised of Juan Soto and Ronald Acuna Jr. Don't know if you heard about that yet, but that is what we're talking about. And I'm leaning towards just hanging on to Tristan Casas right now. We are drafting in 25 hours, or no, I thought today was Saturday. I'm a fucking moron.
Dude, I wish.
We're drafting Sunday night, so maybe some stuff can still happen between now and then. But as of right now, that's my trio, and I'm very happy with those guys on my team. Might be a rough season, but that's okay. Yeah,
you'll be fine. And you know what? Even if not,
I think I'll be okay.
You'll be having fun regardless. How does Josh feel about what's going on here?
I feel very conflicted. I want to make a trade so bad after that Acuna one. And honestly, Steve, I'm sorry for calling you that day, but
no,
I needed
no,
to check on you.
No, that's what bros do. Like you, I actually, after that phone call, I like took a shower. I thought about life for a while. I'm like, you know what, man? I appreciate Josh for calling me. I really did appreciate that call. Like it was like, bro, it was a much needed call by someone that like really knows, like you know, the pain, you know, the feeling.
Well, and here's the thing. Like you know how I am with like the text messages and stuff. And if you're listening to this, I'm an awful texter. I never text back. I never talk to the group. I'm always busy. So I'm like, damn, Steve just lost like an arm and a leg, and I don't know, maybe a distant family member. So I got a call.
That's how it felt, dude. I felt, dude. I actually cry. I'm not kidding. I did cry, and that's when I was like, you know what? That was like, you know
oh,
what, dude?
No.
How lame is that, Ollie? It's true though. But like later in the day, like a lot of time had passed, and after that phone call, Josh and I took a shower. I was listening to some tunes. Some sad music came on. I had to unshuffle. Next thing you know, a tear started rolling down my face. I'm like, this is fucking pathetic. And part of this has to do with my personal life right now. But damn, bro. Then I was like, you know what, man? Whatever. But you know what the important thing is here, though? How much baseball means to us. This is the real deal. Like, we fucking...
Oh, it's unreal.
This is like psycho... It's not even psychopathic shit. This is just fucking real fandom, lifelong fucking love, bro. I'm so thankful for baseball and how it made us closer as friends. You know what, dude? Fuck it. You know what? Enjoy him, Ollie. Whatever. I'll go cry some more throughout the season. Two.
It's
guaranteed.
Okay. You'll find your Jackson Holiday one day.
Ellie De La Cruz, baby.
Yeah, this is true. You might be okay. You might hit 50 bombs and you'll be like, forget about Ronald Acuna forever.
Right? Fucking Acuna has a small meniscus tear or something and Ollie's... I was like, what the fuck did I do?
Season is over.
Ronald Acuna tore his ACL 2 years ago. Like, we'll be okay.
I know. He's going to be totally fine. Oh, God. So what else is new?
Isn't that crazy? The Braves won the World Series that year without him.
Yeah. That's got to be killing him, honestly.
Adam Duvall.
In Soler,
yeah.
Braves re-signed Duvall today, which kind of freaked me out about Acuna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Michael Harris, center field, baby.
True. Michael Harris rising up the ranks.
He is. He's right back.
People are talking about him like he's like a top 30-ish guy, top 40-ish. I don't know. I like him. I've had him in the past, but I don't know. Too rich for my blood.
I want way too many guys this year. Way too many.
Well, name a couple, Josh, just so I remember.
No, I'm good.
Ellie?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I would love Ellie. Eleanor De La Cruz?
Eleanor?
Would love that guy.
No, I'm just kidding.
If you want to make another big trade, Steve, I'll take the other half.
Call at me, bro. I'm fucking ready.
Like right, I said, let's go. I'll send
but
you
make
right
it,
now.
But make it quick. Make it quick, though, because I'm hopping off this fucking computer after and I'm running away because I'm fucking vulnerable. These trades.
Oh my God.
It was funny. You were just like, God, I want to make a deal so bad. And I was like, all right, dude, send it again.
And then it happened. I was like, oh, dude, if I could tell you the feeling, I've had that feeling like a couple times with trades where my heart was like, oh no, like, oh, now what? Oh, it was that. It's like, oh, mother. Even though I offered the fucker, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You did. It was kind of hard to click because it was a haul.
You offered that?
It was my fault, yeah. No, Oliver.
Oh,
Steve sent
Oliver
it.
And you said yes initially, and that's when he was giving you shit. And then
No, he sent it initially.
Oh.
No, well, I've sent it to you every time. Yeah, I've sent it to you every time, and I bust your balls. I'm like, ah, yeah, that's right. And then this time, too, I was going to hopefully just you were going to just not even touch it because I've got like 9 offers out right now. No one touches my fucking offer. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's another one in my inbox, you know?
I've got one big one. I've got one big one that's just sitting there cooking, and I don't know if it's a good thing that it's still not declined or not.
Not to me. Ooh, what about
it's to James, and I wonder if that's why he's trying to wheel and deal.
Could be. Let me tell you, he's gonna keep wheeling and dealing because he's not getting anywhere.
Not striking.
Shout out James Rooney.
You shout out James Rooney for real. This is golden time for James Rooney. This is the time where he comes alive.
True. You guys made a huge deal this around this time last year.
We might be talking right now, just so you guys know.
You say anything about my offer?
He's typing.
Damn.
I said, Josh sent you something crazy. He goes, did he? Wow. Is he playing coy?
Oh, wow.
Also, that took him like 30 seconds to type that shit. It was like the dot, dot, dots for about a minute.
Something's fishy.
Well, if Mookie Betts comes back home, I love it.
Mookie Betts shortstop.
Dude, hey, I'll turn my name back into turn two champions in 2 seconds. Jackson Holiday and Mookie Betts forever.
Which Mookie Betts himself fucking second and short playing to himself.
How are you guys feeling about the NFL offseason so far?
Sketchy. True.
Farewell, Mac Jones. Kirk Cousins, let's ride in Atlanta. Josh, are you pumped?
No.
Answer for me, yes, you should be. Come on.
No, we got a quarterback that has a winning problem for a team that has a winning problem.
Go Bangs.
It's true. He's a regular season merchant, but at least you'll enjoy the regular season, I guess. I don't know. I think it's a good fit.
I don't want to bet the Falcons to win their division now. I don't want to.
I don't know if that makes them. I don't think that makes them better than.
You don't think so?
No.
He's going to make sure Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, they're going to eat.
It's got to be them or the Bucks, right?
They have to trade up to 4 to be comfortable for me. Like, or if they trade the number 3 pick with the Patriots somehow and give the Patriots a piece and they get Marvin Harrison Jr., then I'm all in.
I was going to say, that's who you want?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big time. If they can pull something off to get him, I mean, the Cardinals are going to, regardless, if they don't. So.
True.
I don't know. We'll see. I think the Bucks are still the team to beat. They just have everything clicking for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They like each other.
Yeah. That's a big part of it.
It is, yeah.
Did you guys know Derek Carr is on a $100 million deal?
Yeah, he's fucking terrible, too.
It's fucking whack.
He got traded, right? That's every... why?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, because that was what he signed with the Raiders. Okay.
Dude, isn't it crazy that Russell Wilson is a Steeler before Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery sign?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Steelers. I love that.
Dude, honestly, move,
to be honest.
Two years ago, like, that was like a huge trade. And now it's just like nobody gives a fuck that Russell Wilson's on the Steelers. Like, that was a fall off that I wasn't really expecting.
Dude, I think it's overstated, though. I think he is so now he's underrated because of how overrated he kind of was, I will say. He wasn't that bad for the Broncos. I think he's going to be solid. Again, it's not super sexy. You're right. He's not going to be an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a
He sounds like a frog. Really, you sound like a frog, bro.
I feel like he was.
You went Mr. Roboto there.
No.
Shit.
Wi-Fi's cooking. It's the shit, dude.
But what do the Broncos do now? I don't know who their quarterback is.
I don't know why they're paying Russell Wilson $34 million still.
They're paying him $40 million to go to fucking Pittsburgh.
whatever it is. Yeah, it's yeah. I don't understand anything anymore.
How about your boy Calvin Ridley just fucking
probably betting on himself to go to the Titans at plus 1800?
I kind of like really thought he was a Patriot there. I'm not gonna lie, I got my hopes up.
I did too. I thought that was legit gonna happen.
And I'm not even like a huge Calvin Ridley guy, but like it would be nice to have a guy that is, I don't know, top 20-ish in the position would be kind of cool.
Right. You know,
that's about where he is, right? Top 20?
Yeah, and I've been thinking about it. This might be one of the craziest off seasons we've seen in a while, even though it feels kind of low key. Like even somebody like Eric Armstead signing today with Jacksonville, that's a big deal.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Like there's some like
lot of movement for the running backs. It's been kind of crazy.
I kind of lost track after the whole Saquon thing, but didn't Josh Jacobs go to Green Bay?
Yeah. Yep. And Aaron Jones went to Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah. Tony and Pollard. Mixon signed today with Houston. I thought Joe Mixon. Yeah, I thought Joe Mixon was a lock to be a Patriot. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, he does feel like a Patriot.
He's like James White 2.0.
Like Corey Dillon.
Corey Dillon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corey Dillon. That's a good one.
That would trouble.
And then Saquon.
Saquon.
Yeah, Giants are so stupid. What are the Giants doing? I don't understand that.
I don't know, man.
I don't even think running backs are worth that type of money, but like you're going to let him go to a divisional rival and not offer anything, which is reported. It's crazy.
That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
That was the Giants, man. They're just a directionless team, man. I don't know. If I was a Giants fan, I'd be crying my eyes out like me.
You'd be perpetually feeling like you just traded Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yeah, that's how I'd be crying, yeah, for sure.
All times. You'd be like that every day.
Yeah.
If you were a Giants fan.
Shower moment, or exactly.
Yeah.
Dude,
it'd be tough.
But you know what, though? Saquon was getting a lot of fucking hate. Dude, there should be no hate in your heart, even if you're a Giants fan. You got to understand. Your team's going nowhere. Let that guy get paid. Who cares? Eagles aren't going to win shit either.
Yeah. Why don't you get mad that they threw all of the money at Daniel Jones so they couldn't sign Saquon?
Right.
Sure.
Daniel Jones,
dude. I used to love him. It is going to be interesting, though. With a real offensive line, too. I still love Saquon, to be honest with you. I feel like he's like the best looking running back of my lifetime.
I know when running backs kind of fall hard, but like
I agree with you, Gilly.
I still believe he just gets hurt. He just gets banged up. That's his issue.
That's what I mean. I still feel like he's got like out of these 3 years, I think it was a 3 year deal, I bet like they're gonna get one of those like, oh my god, Saquon is insane generational seasons out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably this year, honestly.
Yeah. Well, their offensive line is still good, even without Kelsey. I forget who their backup center is. I think they drafted one a couple years ago.
How did he finish the
year? Yeah, it'll still be good, and they're just a running team.
Was he healthy at the end of the year? Saquon?
I think he was like kind of banged up in the middle of the season. When a running back gets banged up in the middle, he's going to probably play hurt the rest of the year, right? I think. That's what I remember anyways.
Is that the best backfield quad duo in the league with Jalen Hurts and Saquon? Pure quads?
Yeah. Maybe like of all ever. Time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Baltimore, too. We forgot about Derrick Henry.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's
going to be cool.
Unreal signing.
I thought he was a Cowboy. 120% thought he was a Cowboy.
I kind of don't like that one. That just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right, but him and Lamar make Jalen and Saquon run for their money.
Dude, can you imagine a read option with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry?
Dude, yeah. A full house package with Derrick Henry anywhere is ridiculous.
You know what? I'm not going to buy Madden next year just for that reason alone, because that's going to be so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be nuts.
No, for real, though.
And they have Odell Beckham.
Not anymore.
They just released him, though. Yeah.
Oh, did they?
I think it was today.
Moments ago.
Dude, OBJ has got to be one of the biggest, like...
Bags of heroes.
He was a fucking fluke.
Yeah.
OBJ.
I honestly feel like that might be Saquon Barkley pretty soon. I feel like Saquon Barkley is Lawrence Maroney.
We'll expand on that one, Josh.
All right, that's a little.
Lawrence Maroney had like two dominant years where he was the best back in the game.
I feel like
Lawrence Maroney has not.
Steve, that was when he loaded look it up, line.
Bro.
I think you're right.
He was.
I got to run out of jersey.
But isn't he that just good? Isn't that exactly what they did with like basically Sony Michel had like a Lawrence Maroney career?
That's true. Yeah.
But it's like 2 years. Saquon, it was literally like two good years, and he's been hurt every single year. He has not played a complete season one time. So how can you tell me he's had a great career?
The Patriots' offensive line was loaded, though. I think that's what made those running backs like pop off, where Saquon has had the opposite issue. Just like, it's all him.
Saquon does get hit once he touches the ball, like every play. We'll see how it goes this year. Maybe you're right. We'll find out.
Saquon, how many?
What other movement was there? Patrick Queen to the Steelers. That's weird.
Patrick Queen, yeah.
That's a good move.
Is it Carlton Davis the third got traded, right?
The Patriots just brought back a bunch of guys. They didn't do anything else.
Austin Hooper? Are you kidding me? Jacoby Brissett?
Oh, yeah. How dare I forget?
How about fucking Sam Howell?
Yeah, I just saw that. He just got traded.
You know who?
Seattle?
Sam Howell is kind of like Jameis Winston. Like, you're like kind of content with him as your fantasy quarterback, but if he's your actual quarterback, you're not really that excited.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I agree.
And Jameis to the Browns?
Is he?
Yeah.
That is one hell of a QB locker room.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
They didn't even offer Joe Flacco. Poor Joe Flacco. So bad for him.
Yeah, not bad. A raw deal.
He did okay. Like, that's the thing. Like, he led the team to the playoffs. That's cool. Good for him, but
his insanity run is over.
Yeah, but, like, the comeback player of the year award felt like a lot. Yeah, okay. That was a little
too far.
Yeah.
He did. Mario, you know what, died. The thing about him is he brought good energy to that team that desperately needed it. Because that team,
yeah,
they have nothing to be happy about, really, when you think about it. Like, imagine having to like swallow your pride and root for Deshaun. Imagine if that was us. Like, and you're locked in and you're.
It would be hard.
I'd be losing my shit.
Be hard. Like that. His deal wasn't long though, right? Isn't like the Deshaun Watson contract? It wasn't long. It was just an insane amount of money.
I think it was long, wasn't it? We'll see. I thought it was long as fuck and a lot of money.
I thought it was only like 4 years.
I would just become a fan of the run game. Run the ball.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of rushing.
Screaming that. Yeah, dude.
He signed a 4-year contract for 5-year contract for $230 million.
Oh. It's like a black market. Oh,
year three of that? It's going to be year three?
It will be year three, yeah. Dude, his cap hit, oh my god, his cap hit is $64 million.
When you look
Deshaun Watson.
When you look back, under any circumstance, how would that ever be an acceptable PR move for that team? Like, ever. It's one of the worst PR moves you could ever make.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, they've kind of survived it, though, right? Like, I mean, nobody... I don't feel bad for the Browns the same way I used to, but...
Right.
Especially they did Baker so dirty too. That was fucked up.
Yeah, that's part of it.
They did.
It's like they sold out. Like everybody was kind of rooting for him back in the day, and then they just kind of fucking threw all that shit away. Like, man, it meant that much to you? You had to get Deshaun Watson? All right. Bring back.
I mean, it's not like Deshaun Watson like came back and lit the world on fire either. He was like very average in a league where quarterback play fucking sucks.
Right.
He was just like, fine.
Unless something changes, I bet he won't play out the life of that contract. He'll get released or some shit.
It'll be tough because he's
I'm sure the penalty is huge.
The dead cap hit is fucking insane. If they cut him this year, it's $200 million dead cap hit.
So what does that mean?
Next year
they owe him that money?
I think so. Well, I think... I don't really know the details of it, but
Only whatever's guaranteed is what they would actually owe that hasn't been paid. Well, but
it was.
But they spread out that cap.
It was fully guaranteed contract.
Oh, damn!
Okay. Oh my god.
Which is rare for the NFL. I feel like that's always like.
Yeah, like the first one was Kirk, I think, right, with the Vikings.
You know what? Shout out to him. He's made so much fucking money. Did you guys see that's like the numbers of that? I feel like there's a tweet that.
Oh, Josh did.
I sure did.
He is Kirk Cousins, elite bag chaser.
I did not like the money in the deal. I hated it.
That's a lot. I don't blame you. How many options did you really have, too? Also, for the guy that they were supposedly maybe shopping at the trade deadline, he signed the contract for that. I know it's a quarterback, and it's weird to like integrate a quarterback.
Yeah, and now we might lose a draft pick because of him, too. So I just don't like the guy already. Whatever they do to fucking teams that talk to people too early.
I'm so in on Kyle Pitts. That's all. I'm just...
Again?
Well, you ready, saw Josh, what he said Kyle. About the number, right?
We're doing this again?
What did he say?
He told Kirk Cousins, you can have number 8 if you just throw me the fucking ball.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well...
Let's ride.
Was he not getting the ball? Or was he just... Was he not getting
he
the
was
ball?
Not getting
he was not
the
getting
ball.
Ball.
He was not getting
the ball. Neither was Bijan Robinson at times. True. And that's just ridiculous.
That was an Arthur Smith thing, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, this is embarrassing. Couldn't even tell you who they hired as their coach.
Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson as their offensive coordinator.
That's right. Raheem Morris.
Shout out to Chereho Ties.
Yes, that's true. Mm.
Dude, shout out to the Chereho Hall of Fame. Fucking see that Austin McQuaid and Colton Place both made it?
Yeah. Yep. So did Sal.
That's right.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Drew Turner. Also in there.
Hey, I did see that. Very cool.
I did not know him.
I'm not sure who that is either.
Just track it.
Track it, yeah.
Raheem
Morris' head coaching record is 21-38. Okay.
Yeah, he coached the Bucks and the Falcons as the interim coach.
And they said, this is our guy. You know what? We interviewed Bill Belichick, but this is our guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to be fine, but I'm just...
The greatest coach of all time. Now, give me that fucking other guy that did really just... Solid to nothing.
Average.
That's our kind of thing. But you know what? I think that could work, especially with Kirk now. You know what? Oh, wait, is Zach Robinson the fucking offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh, then you got to feel pretty good.
That would make me optimistic because Rams offense has just been like churning out results for years and years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Stafford. Hell yeah, dude. I'd rather have fucking Kirk.
Puka Nuku is fucking all time setting rookie records. Like, London, like those guys should feast out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is Puka going to get drafted before Cooper Kupp in fantasy this year?
Yes, probably, right? Might. I think so.
How crazy is that? If you told us that a year ago, like.
Yeah. Insane.
Don't kind of
Hunter Renfro released. You see that?
I did.
Here's a question for you. Is he a Patriot guy or no? Because Belichick's gone. Is he no longer a Patriot fit? Because was it just Bill Belichick?
He just fucking sucks.
Whoa, Renfro?
Yeah.
Why are you hating on Renfro?
He was good for 10 weeks. One season 4 years ago. It's like Darren Waller was good for a season 5 years ago, and we still hang on to it.
Dude, you know who I bet signs him? Cleveland. Reunion with Deshaun Watson. There you go. Clemson boys.
Oh, yeah.
Run it back.
He's like the college football version of Perry Ellis. I feel like he was at Clemson for like 7 years under Renfro.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot they were together. That's right. And Martavis Bryant is in that squad.
True.
Bring him back.
Is he in the CFL or something?
He was signed by the
Cowboys. He's still playing football?
Yeah, he got signed by the Cowboys last year. let me see if he's still on the
I miss that.
Let me see.
Do you guys have any closing takes? It was nice to get the whole squad here. We don't get to do it too often these days, but here we are, late in the week, better late than ever. Any closing takes?
I was right about Lucas Giolito.
Yep.
Just wanted to say. Just wanted to say it on the record.
Fucking sucks.
You know what? He'll be back. Hit us, Gilly.
March Madness coming up. We're gonna drop our usual pool, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So stay tuned. That's my big take. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Keep your eyes peeled. Shout out to James Murphy. Thank you, James Murphy, for pushing us to do this.
Yes, as always, shout out to James Murphy.
James Murphy, dude, you found a new podcast, bro. Joe Rogan's an Apple now.
Oh, yeah, certified good guy, Joe Rogan.
No, it hits.
Dude, Aaron Rodgers shit. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Spooky stuff.
It's bad.
It's not good.
Does he really believe that the claim?
If you have to put out an apology tweet, yeah. It's not looking
good. No, but there's a lot of stuff that was said.